In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to our program of approaches. And tonight we will speak about two words given by St. Peter in the course of preaching. He is saying that with meekness and fear. Let's study the verse from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 3. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. Be ready to give reason for your faith, but with meekness and fear. Starting with the idea of fear, the Bible does not mean be fearful or scared from the people, because you know we need not to fear anyone, and also we need not to fear the cost of evangelism. We may lose many people being good Christian, but this is not the meaning of fear. Don't be afraid of telling the word of God. Somebody may be afraid of speaking the word of God. Also, don't be afraid of the failure in preaching. But you know, the fear meant here by St. Peter is the holy fear, which is, you know, very much related to the faith. If you believe God, you should fear God, and you should fear His judgment, His day of judgment. And if you fear God, you may fear about the people to perish, because you know these people are living in a bad way, away from the word of God, so their usual way will take them to eternal death. So this is the kind of fear may fill your heart. Also, you may have this holy fear of stumbling and sin. You are afraid of doing sin. You are afraid of stumbling anyone in the way of God. This holy faith or holy fear requires, first of all, continuous prayer. If I'm afraid of God, I'm afraid of His day of judgment, I'm afraid of sinning, I will pray, please God, help me to walk steady in your way. Help me to catch people in your kingdom of heaven. Help me not to sin. So we need to pray. If you feel this holy fear, this will, you know, help you to pray more. Also, this kind of holy fear will help you to live a meticulous attitude and speech. You will take care of your word while speaking. You will take care of your attitude, your appearance. You will focus on everything because you need not to sin. Also, this holy fear will build up in your heart another virtue of honesty, seriousness. Not being silly, but serious. Because you are afraid that you may lose your life, and the days are running fast, so you need to be ready to the last day. The other word given by St. Peter, that we may answer them and give reasons for our faith, but with fear and meekness. Meekness, not weakness, as people may consider some meekness like weakness. But you know, our Lord was very meek, very humble, but He was never weak. Saint Mary was always meek, but never weak. So this meekness we need to pray for, we need to live this virtue in our relationship and in our hearts. Meekness starts with a smile. If you are humble-hearted, you will have this nice smile on your face to to everyone around. And also being meek will make you encourage everyone, that the Lord Himself was encouraging all sinners to repent. He was encouraging His disciples to complete their mission. He was encouraging the poor and the simple one, the children. He was encouraging everyone. So this kind of meekness will make you always having a good word of encouragement. Also, meekness may appear in being polite. The meek one is always very polite with everyone. Also, meekness appears in welcoming attitude, in respecting everybody, in having calm time and always peaceful in his heart. If you want to catch this virtue of meekness, not only in answering questions of faith, but in all your words and attitudes, you need to avoid any kind of sarcasm. These sarcastic people are not meek, are not Christ-like. You need to avoid rejecting people. All people are accepted by God, so you need to accept everyone as they are. Also, we need to avoid rebuking people. We need to avoid nervousness and judgmental attitude. So being meek is a kind of practice we need to train ourselves for the whole life. Remember that the Lord said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And you know, by this inheritance of earth, he does not mean that the earth, the land itself, because you know our Lord Christ is promising us with the kingdom of heaven. But to inherit the earth means that you gain people's heart. Everyone will love you because you are polite, you are smiling, you are encouraging, you are humble, you are loving personality. So you will catch all. Also, being meek, you will gain also people's ears. People will listen carefully to you because you are kind, you are meek. You will gain people's mind. They will focus. They will accept your words. They will accept your reasoning or your logic because they love the meek. And finally, being meek, you will inherit earth by spreading the kingdom of heaven on earth. So you will take the earth to be part of the kingdom of heaven, and this is the goal of the Lord Himself. The Lord said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So carrying the yoke means the commandments of the Lord Christ, following the steps of the Lord Himself. This is His yoke. And actually, by doing this, we will feel happy. We will, you know, find rest. So living away from Christ, being pride, full of pride, you never feel peace. Usually you feel nervous, and you are angry with the people, you are anxious about everything, but being meek like Christ, you will feel this rest in heart. You know, if you go with the dialogues of our Lord Christ, you can see how humble He was in discussing anything with anyone, like the Samaritan woman, or Nicodemus, or any other one. Also, even in His meeting with the Jews and the disciples, He was very humble, and that's why He could gain many, many people, although they are not easy. It was written about the Lord Himself in Matthew, "He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear His voice in the streets. A bruised reed He will not break, and smoking flax He will not quench, till He sends forth justice to victory, and in his name Gentiles will trust. You know this example about the Lord himself, smoking flax, he will not quench. That very kind-hearted Lord, he will not even put off any part of this smoking flax. So by this, you know, having hope in anyone for all the weak living around you, you still have hope in them. This is kind of being humble. In order to answer people's question, you need to pray to gain this virtue of holy fear and virtue of meekness. Because with the fear of God, you will be given the answer. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit is the one who will grant you the answer. It's not easy to reason for every single detail in our faith. Sometimes we may face some intellectual uneasy persons who do not accept any reasoning. In this case, we need to pray. We need to be very humble and encouraging them to speak and accepting whatever they say and spending longer time with them. And, you know, by praying, by loving attitude, being very meek and humble, and they can touch the fear of God inside our hearts. By all of these, usually they are touched day after day, and you can gain them to the kingdom of heaven. So remind yourself, it's not easy just to answer whatever question in a theoretical way. It's all with the work of God. And in order to enjoy the work of God, you need to pray more and more. Even we can pray while listening to the question itself. In the same act of discussion, we can pray in our hearts to ask God to give us the wisdom and the fear and the meekness and the grace of God in order to convince these people to accept the word of God. You know, to approach people is like an art, and this spiritual art is always given for the pure hearts who seek the will of God and who are ready to preach the word of God all the time. Glory to God. Amen.